Hey, this is the More Than You Want to Know show. I'm the Engine Nerd, I love science, and I'm here to answer questions that you haven't even asked yet. So here's a question that you haven't asked yet. How does alpha-galactosidase work? I just know that no one asks that question in a social setting, such as while you're playing cards with friends. However, depending on what you and your friends had for dinner prior to the card game, you might get into a robust discussion around how does BNO work? That could be especially the case if you've consumed a generous helping of chili that contains our local favorite, pinto beans. It's relevant here because alpha-galactosidase and BNO are one and the same. This is a truly socially important question where science and society come together. Not all of us suffer from flatulence when we consume pinto beans and other high-fiber foods. However, I hereby assert that one way or another we all do suffer from the effects of flatulence, either our own or that of our friends or roommates or someone else in the elevator. So what's going on? Flatulence is defined as the accumulation of gas in the alimentary canal. The alimentary canal is the pathway by which food enters the body and solid wastes are expelled. This continuous pathway includes your mouth, pharynx, esophagus, stomach, intestines, and some extensions thereof. There are two main types of fiber in the foods that we eat, insoluble fiber and soluble fiber. The one that is of interest for this topic is the soluble fiber. That is because this fiber dissolves in water in your stomach and is fermented by bacteria that reside there. The actions of these bacteria with the soluble fiber in your stomach and then in your intestine create gas in the stomach and further downstream in the alimentary canal. This is all a very healthy and necessary process. This gas, to varying degrees, can show up as flatulence, hence leading to our universal suffering. What can be done about this? Well, first, don't quit consuming soluble fibers such as are found in pinto beans. You need these, they nourish you, they're good stuff for you. So back to the original question around alpha-galactosidase. High fiber foods such as pinto beans contain very complex sugars. These sugars begin to ferment when they make it to your large intestine, and that fermentation process has gas as a byproduct. You know where this is leading, we all suffer. BNO is an enzyme that breaks those complex sugars into simple sugars, much like table sugar. These simple sugars are much more digestible than are their complex predecessors, and they result in less intestinal gases as they are digested and processed. This is great for us, much less discomfort, much less suffering. There have been some scientifically sound studies that have verified that this stuff works for some people. It's not just a myth or a marketing gimmick. Your digestive system goes to work the moment that it detects a new supply of food, at the very first bite. It doesn't wait for you to push back from the table before it becomes active. So it's important that you take alpha-galactosidase with your very first spoonful of beans, otherwise it doesn't work so well. Eating the beans and then eating BNO for dessert won't do it for you. So this is the engineer with a suggestion. No, I make a plea that you are mindful of your BNO when you're eating high-fiber foods. I'm all about reducing suffering in the world. There's a saying in the West that good fences make for good neighbors, and a direct corollary to that is that good BNO makes for good friends. Think about it, and thank you for helping with this important matter.